We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. Today, let's talk more about ANU, aka Australian National University. This episode is about Jackie Chan and ANU. ANU is a prestigious university that sits in the heart of Canberra, the capital city of Australia. And I believe many of you had heard of Jackie, who is a famous Kung Fu star from Hong Kong. Normally, you wouldn't connect these two. However, the one and only Jackie Chan actually has some connections with Canberra and ANU. If you go into the splendid building that rides John Curtin School of Medical Research at the ANU Acton campus, you might be able to find the Jackie Chan Science Center on the ground floor with an information board of the school's Nobel Prize winners outside. In 2008, Jackie himself came to Canberra to open the center with the then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. According to what I found in ABC News, the center has been paid for by Chan's donation to cancer research in honor of his parents, who have lived in Canberra for a long time. Chan's parents settled in Canberra in the early 1970s, where his father took a job as the head chef and his mother as a housekeeper at the United States Embassy in Yarrarumla, before his father became a successful local restaurant owner. Although Jackie didn't come with them in the first place, the family of three lived in the servants' quarter of the U.S. Ship of Missions residence for a while, and there's now a Chan suite over there. Before his career in film, young Jackie lived in Canberra for a couple of years, attending college and working as builder's laborers, where he was given his now famous name Jackie as a nickname by fellow workers who struggled with his Chinese name. At that time, there weren't many Chinese-speaking people in Canberra. And rumor has it, he went to Dixon College in Canberra's north for an after-hours English language class. Chan made an initial donation to cancer research in Australia in 2002 after the death of his mother, Lily Chan. He was back in Canberra for Saturday's funeral for his father, Charlie, who died on February 26. He was 93. After that, he made a decision to contribute something to remember his parents. Hence the Jackie Chan Science Center in the Australian National University. And if by any chance you will visit ANU campus one day, you can try to find the Jackie Chan Science Center at the John Curtin's Medical School. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your university story or ask me any questions about learning English on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account. 土澳留学记. And that's a wrap.